So joining us also on the line right now
is Drew, the legendary Drew. Those of you who don't know, let's get a little recap, Tully.
His name, he's from California. He's from, like, Central California. We're here in Hollywood. His name is Drew Heredia. He's a nine-year-old dude who does a little bit of Brazilian jiu-jitsu training.
Yes.
And it paid off for him big time recently in a way that's making international news.
Drew, are you there?
I'm good.
Drew, good to have you on the Jason Ellis Show. Drew, is it true that you're 9 years old?
Yes.
How long have you been training Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
About 2 months.
Couple of months?
Yeah.
Tough for him to understand my accent. So you were recently in a little bit of a tussle with an American pit bull, is that correct?
Yes.
And what provoked you to attack this pit bull?
I didn't want the girl to get hurt any worse than she already is.
So you're saying that the pit bull was attacking a girl?
Yes.
And how old was the girl?
12 years old.
She was 12 years old. Have you ever had your clavicle broken?
Yes.
You have? You've broken your collarbone?
Yes.
Did an 8-year-old girl do it?
No.
Okay. How did you break your collarbone?
I fell off a bed.
You fell off a bed? Wow,
yeah.
It's almost as bad as my dog's story. So anyway.
Just anybody can bounce back.
That's right. Anyone can bounce back. So this pit bull was attacking you. What, you know, I also train Brazilian jiu-jitsu myself, Drew. Did you jump on the dog's back? What was the submission? Because I heard you were holding him for 20 minutes. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what was the move that you gave the pit bull to actually strap him down?
Rear naked chokehold.
You rear naked choked him?
Really?
Yeah.
So did you take his back? Like, how did you get him? Were you on your back holding him down, or were you on top of him?
I was on top of him.
You were on top of him in a rear naked choke, and obviously your legs locking underneath, just in front of his back legs.
Yes.
Did you triangle lock your legs?
No.
You just locked your legs around him. And you were in a rear naked choke with your hand on the back of his head, slowly sinking in the submission.
Yes.
Then he obviously did not tap, did he, Drew?
No.
He was unable to tap because he's a dog and he can't even get his arms around to tap you to warn you. Was he whimpering or anything like that? Obviously he was in an aggressive dog, but once you strengthened the lockdown on his neck, did he become friendly or did he admit defeat? What was going on in the dog's mind, you think, Drew?
He started limping. He started, like calming down.
Yeah.
And he started losing his power.
Yeah.
Like, so I kind of choked him out.
You slowly but surely drained him of his powers. And what you're saying is, Drew, you're 9 years of age and you made a pit bull whimper. Is this true?
Yes.
Drew, there's a place that we have on the Jason Ellis Show, and it's called Awesome World, and it's only... Do you know much about motocross, Drew?
No.
Well, there's a man who has won more races than anybody in the world, and he's known as the GOAT, which stands for the greatest of all time. So to be in Awesome World, you've got to be the greatest of all time at something, and I believe that somebody's about to call you, so stand by, Drew. Hello, Drew.
Hello.
Drew, is it true that you choked a pit bull until it started whimpering?
Yes.
Drew, you have now been officially abducted into Awesome World. Drew, in Awesome World, yes, you're welcome. In Awesome World, you can get sandwiches made for you whenever you want. That's about all you can get there.
Dirt bikes.
Oh, you can ride dirt bikes as well, Drew. And do you know who Jason Mayhem Miller is?
No.
You might want to ask your jiu-jitsu instructor. He's one of the fifth most exciting mixed martial arts fighters in the world. He will be there, and he will teach you some more Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Not that you really need any more to learn after choking a pit bull.
Okay.
Well done, Drew, and thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being our new member of Awesome World.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see him hang out with this guy.
This is your Uncle Lotto speaking, running from Motorhead, and I'm in fucking Awesome World. Isn't that awesome?
I think I hung up on him anyway.
Levy's got to be watch his language.
Right? That means he's to really watch his language.
That guy should lay out the sauce.
It's the only 9-year-old that's allowed in there. Whoa. Wait, I'm not me. Wow.
What a cool kid.
Yeah. What a cool kid.
They can really tell. Tougher than I was at that age. Tougher than you are
Damn
now.
Me, I know. What the Tougher than you'll ever be. Jesus. Man, what a tough dude, huh?
Yeah. Rear naked
He whimpered. Like he
I
had
think
to
the
do...
story, as I understand it, we didn't really get into the setup. I think they were like walking home from school. First of all, if you're 9 and you're hanging out with a 12-year-old girl, that's like being
a pimp.
That's like being 17 and dating a 26-year-old.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
that's pretty amazing. So he's rolling with the 12-year-old.
What about 37 and you're hanging out with a 26-year-old?
Okay.
Yeah.
And girls are bigger than boys at that age.
I boned her.
My sister at 12 years old was as tall as she ever got. So the girl's probably bigger than the dude.
Yeah.
And the pit bull comes along. 12-year-old girl is not a tiny little thing.
He knew not to go for him. He knew that Drew was not an opponent he wanted to mess with.
Right.
What's crazy is he didn't get the dog to flip on his back. That's what I assumed he did. So he had the dog. So the dog still had his feet, his footwork. So he could have thrown Drew. But he couldn't throw Drew because of the power lock he obviously had.
I'm guessing an adult pit bull doesn't weigh that much less than a 9-year-old boy.
No, it's a completely unfair fight. It's like me taking the back of Butterbean.
Right.
You know what I mean? And just slowly sinking in the lock on a Butterbean, which is a risky move. I mean, yeah. The lock, yeah, could slowly make him go to sleep. But what if Butterbean flicks me off and gets a hold of me? Butterbean has just now been, you know, me informed that I was trying to choke him out. It's bad times for me.
And he held the dog for like 20 minutes, 25 minutes until the police got there. Sometimes, you know, there's this fight or flight thing. You don't know what's going to happen when it goes down. Are you going to make your move or are you going to be a pussy or whatever? You make your move, but 20 minutes, you got some time to start to think about it. Mm. And you're like, whoa, I really am, you know, okay, boom, I got him, rear naked, you got to take that dog. And then you're sitting there, and you're like, if I don't hold this until the police get here, and 20 minutes is a long time, especially when you're a 9-year-old kid.
He's
going to be pissed.
Dude, not to mention the cardio that it takes to hold the rear naked choke for that long. Like, they're actually apply pressure. You can go maybe more than a minute, and you're going to gas out. So he must have really paced himself. He's a thinking man.
A kid who can really, like, control his strength in his body.